Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, we call it Lil Friday around here. It's Thursday, May 13th. The weekend is almost here, 2020. So look, yesterday, the governor of Maryland said that parts of Maryland would start to reopen. Phase one goes into effect at 5 p.m. tomorrow. But for hard-hit areas, Montgomery and Prince George's County, it's going to be a little bit longer. We're going to have to stay in the house a little bit longer. In fact, the county executive of Prince George's County, Angela Alsobrooks, her quote is, "We are still very much in the thick of this virus." Some really grim statistics: 10,000 cases in Prince George's County, 356 deaths, an average of 9 deaths per day. It led her to the executive decision to wait until June 1st to reopen. Of course, D.C. is June 8th. So I think that's a good move. You know, you gotta protect the people. So
Baltimore's waiting too.
I know it's hard, but. Yeah, got to do this out of an abundance of caution. Starting Monday, if you ride Metro, you're going to need to wear masks. Before, it was recommended. Now, it is required. But when we say mask, it's just a face covering. Even if you have a scarf or something, they want you to wear it. As the nation demands justice in the shooting death of 25-year-old unarmed black man Ahmaud Arbery down in Georgia, his alleged killers, father and son Travis and Gregory McMichael, are said to be in protective custody in the detention center they're in down in Georgia. Means they eat in their separate cells. They are away from the general population for their own good. So we'll wait to see. And also waiting for federal hate crime charges to be hopefully leveled against this father-son duo, because again, Georgia doesn't have hate legislation. And they're getting back to business in Georgia. Tyler Perry, he is a definite boss. He's opening his studios, flying in some actors. He'll test them so the production on two of his BET shows can continue. I'm hoping one of them is The Oval, because that's my show. And that's my timeline.
That is your show.
Yes.
All right, coming up, Ask Allison. And if you want to check in essential workers, you can always do that. 202-432-WHUR.
This report sponsored by General Dynamics IT on 295 northbound. We've got a work zone at the Suitland Parkway taking out the right lane. Then southbound, we have a work zone at Malcolm X Avenue taking out, you guessed it, the right lane. Careers at GDIT means owning opportunity. Apply now at GDIT.com/careers. GDIT is an equal opportunity employer. Disability.
TV news in the morning. Radio fun in the afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.